Welcome to the Fit 40 podcast, where we take all the confusing, conflicting fitness and nutrition information and break it down so that you can live your healthiest, strongest, most energized life. I'm your host, Brian Fitzsimmons. Let's get it started. All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome back for another awesome episode of the Fit 40 podcast. Today, I have another special guest, Taylor Temple. Just to give you a little bit about Taylor, she is strong as shit. She's squatted and deadlifted 315 pounds. She used to be a trainer for one of the biggest gyms in all of Canada, mentor to other personal trainers, NPC competitor for figure, and also former dancer, fun fact. So Taylor is one of these trainers that has been around for a while, and she knows a ton. She's got so many certs, I couldn't even like get through them all looking at them, researching her. So I know she's a wealth of knowledge, and I cannot wait to pick her brain. So Taylor, welcome to the show.
Ooh, what an introduction. Thank you, Brian.
You're very, very welcome. Happy to have you. And for anybody that doesn't know, we were introduced by mutual friend Andrew Coates, also awesome dude. Go check his podcast out after this. So yeah. So Taylor, before we jump into the fun stuff, like the nitty gritty, let's tell the people a little bit about yourself. I know I just kind of laid it all out there, but like, I like asking everybody, what got you into fitness? Like what got you down this path? Everybody seems to have a pretty cool story around it.
Yeah. So literally what got me into fitness, since I could walk, I spent my time in nature and doing just community sports. So as I got older, the more competitive the sports became. So I actually have 15 plus years in competitive sports background, pretty much from volleyball, basketball. I did a bit of lacrosse as well. And then years of dancing. Pretty much, I think it was 2014, I was working out in the gym and I came across one of the local IFBB pros we have here. And just started talking, and next thing you know, I'm in a prep for my first bodybuilding competition. So I step on stage, very first competition, end up winning my class and getting first place.
Damn, right. That's awesome.
So then from there, just continued competing. So I've done 5 competitions total, and just became so passionate about that. And it kind of carried over into personal training.
Very nice, very nice. I actually did a little men's physique, but not at that level. I mean, I know you went to the Arnold and everything. So, I mean, that's another level in itself. Now, when it comes to the whole bodybuilding, I know that you made that transition, right? Like you started going into the powerlifting realm, right?
Oh, yeah. So I am competitive by nature and I'm always striving for something that's going to push me or challenge me. So I did my bodybuilding. And then realized, man, to compete at this level, I need to put things in my body that I'm not comfortable with. So I thought it was time to stop competing there. And then I transitioned into powerlifting. So thank goodness I had, at that point, I think 12 years already in the gym. Mm-hmm. So my numbers of weight was already pretty high. But yeah, so my front squat right now, I can do 225 pounds. Back squat's 315. And then deadlift is 405.
That's awesome. And I got to admit, when I was researching you a little bit and I saw those numbers, it reminded me, my old boss told me his very first employee that he ever hired, he had like an economics degree and he's like, all right, I don't know. And then at the very end of his resume, he put all of his max lifts and he's like, all right, this guy's hired.
On the spot. This guy's going to sell himself. Yep.
Exactly. It's like, if this guy has the balls to put this on an application, a resume, we want him.
Tough guy, we're taking them.
yeah, because I mean, hey, strength tells you a lot about a person, right? Like you have that level of determination to like get to that point.
Mm-hmm. It takes dedication, and truthfully it's a reflection of patience too, because nobody walks into the gym day one and can lift 300 pounds, right?
Yeah, I almost compare it a little bit to like college. It's more of like a competition of how much crap you can put up with to get to the end result.
Without a doubt, or how much crap you can put up with and try to outsmart to get to that end result, hey?
Exactly. Because, hey, your body's like your professor. You got to figure out ways to trick them here and there.
100%. That's exactly it.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, one of the topics I wanted to touch on with you is the fact that, like, you are super strong. And I know that, especially with the ladies, it's a very common thing to be scared of the bulk. And it's one of those mental hurdles that's always so prevalent. Now, when you have a client of your own that has this sort of situation, like this image in their head, how do you like to go about it with like framing it?
Oh, that's a great question. And I love that you're bringing this up. I think I actually just saw you repost a video on this. But the biggest thing with my ladies is like, it takes years to develop a like muscle foundation and to develop that kind of muscle mass. So ladies, when they come into the gym, the biggest conversation I have is don't worry, because that's years of dedication. And right now we just got to focus on just getting more longevity purposes, right? Creating that muscle foundation, because that's years down the road.
Yeah. Because I think there is this almost unrealistic fear of like, it's one day we're going to wake up and be like, shit, where'd all this muscle come from? No, bad, get away. Like, it's just going to happen like that.
Well, that's exactly it. And ladies think that, you know, 6 months in the resistance training is going to make them huge and bulky. And that's just not reality, because that's years and years of hard work.
Exactly. And like you said, for a lot of people to get to a certain point, how you mentioned with the figure competition, like you kind of have to get to that point where you put stuff in your body to get to that point that most people have in their head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not wrong there. And like the average person won't do that, right?
Exactly. Because most of us don't want to go down that path, right? Yeah. Yeah. And that's always a good thing to bring up to people, because I think when it comes to the journey of this, that's where the value in a coach and somebody who walks the walk, such as yourself, that's really where the value is. Cause you can kind of almost play like, put your like genie cap on and be like, I'm going to tell you the future. This is what to expect.
Right. And like, if ladies want to take that direction, that's huge. Like having a bit of muscle, it is a little badass. Like we can't deny that.
Hell yeah. I mean, there's nothing cooler than when a client, like I used to have a client that was a flight attendant, and she said she would help like these big burly dudes put their stuff away when they couldn't. And it's like, talk about feeling like independent badass.
Like that's empowering right there, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Now, when it comes to the type of style of workouts for clients, like, cause I know that there's mostly moms over 40 listening right now. What kind of workouts do you like to give clients to get to that point that you were just talking about, like feeling empowered and feeling really strong?
So I guess now knowing we're probably dedicated more towards women, I absolutely love actually putting my ladies to full body movements. So like one day anterior focus, next day posterior focus, but every workout we perform is hip focus. So we're always working the glutes in some way, making that one of our biggest focuses. And I think it's such a way to lay it out, because you're literally just like shredding your body head to toe.
Love that. Love that. And I wish the guys would get on the glute train too, because when it comes to the glutes, yes, it's like one of those mirror muscles is for like the ladies that they like to like focus on, kind of like the guys with the shoulders and the chest. But let's be real. When we're talking longevity, your glutes are like one of those muscles that are one of the big ones, right? Like one of those that can help you live a high quality life.
Oh, I always say the stronger your back, the stronger your ass, the easier life is going to be. Like it's just inevitable there. And if somebody, like I think all of the population should be strengthening their glutes, because then they wouldn't have lower back pain. I think it's just, to me, it's non-negotiable with clients.
Yep, absolutely. And I'd love to talk a little bit about that with the lower back pain, because that's definitely a recurring issue that I see a whole lot of. I know you probably do too, because it's kind of like one of those things every personal trainer comes to realize every client has it at some point or another. What are some of your favorite exercises to get people out of back pain and keep them out of back pain?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Yeah, I would say like at least 85% of the population suffers from back pain, if not right now, then at some point in their life. So I kind of have a strategy where I do a releasement. So I'll do a releasement with the hip flexors and then the glute med. And then from there, we'll do some mobility. So it's either a stretch or we're doing, usually a stretch at that point. And then we get into the resistance training. So we're really trying to open up the hips. So it's either going to be a split squat or side lunge, a hip airplane. And that's usually how I prime the hips when someone has lower back pain before we get into a workout.
Nice, nice. So you prefer doing like the single leg stuff to try and split the pelvis a little bit, take pressure off the lower back and get them feeling Absolutely. Like coordinated beforehand?
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Everybody listening, remember that single leg stuff before the big heavy lifts. And that's coming from a power lifter.
It's a non-negotiable. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, when it comes to the single leg work in particular, do you prefer to do that more as like you're priming the system a little bit, or do you like to push it weight wise and really kind of challenge it first? And then it's almost like your first main move.
So I guess that's very circumstantial. Yeah. So let's say I've got one of my ladies programmed for a sumo deadlift. Okay. So we're definitely going to be doing some hip airplanes, or we'll do some kind of side lunge, and it's going to be body weight. We just really want to open up the hips and warm up the muscles. But for myself personally, if I was getting into sumo deadlift, I would definitely weight it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And for everybody listening right now that doesn't know what these exercises are, everything Taylor's saying is like how trainers actually label them. So if you just Google or YouTube hip airplane exercise, it'll come up. Like it's the right thing, right?
That's too funny. Yeah, you're right. Maybe I should. It's when you stand on one leg and you balance.
Yeah. No, I just know because I don't know if you've run into this issue when clients ask you, have you heard of this exercise? And it's like got some ridiculous name and you're like, oh, that's a hollow hold, or oh, that's literally just a squat.
They pull up the TikTok and they show you all these videos. Yeah.
Yeah. Or they come from their group class and they're like, they called it this thing. And I'm like, same shit.
Pretty much the same exercise, but has five different names. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Cool. Now, when it comes to the splits, I know everybody kind of has their preference and it is circumstantial, but if you were to say to the general public listening right now, that's like, I want to kind of follow what Taylor's saying right now. Like how many days would you recommend the average woman go to the gym to get the results, to be able to build that lean muscle and maybe even burn a few pounds of body fat?
Ooh. So for my ladies, I always recommend minimum 3, try to push for 4. And like, if you can do full body splits, that's going to be the best time in, time out for, as far as results go.
There we go. Awesome. And for anybody who loves doing their every single day, or they feel like they need to do every single day, why would you stray them away from that? Or maybe just like, how would you go about that?
Ooh, that's a great question. So I'm going to start with circumstantial. So I need to know how long they've been in the gym, what their body's used to.
We'll preface all of this with, it depends, but.
So yeah, with that, it would be like, I've got clients right now that have been in the gym for about 5 years, and we do get them in there every day. So it's going to be a combination. We got some resistance training. We've got some yoga in the program. I've got some cardio in the program. And it's just about, you don't have to hit the weights every single day, but if you want to get your body moving, make sure you're just hitting the full spectrum.
Yeah. That, I love that you said that, because I think a lot of times it is easy to get pigeonholed into a type of exercise and then just go crazy on it, like doing high intensity interval training all the time, or doing yoga all the time, or Pilates or something. And you just feel like you're doing that every single day.
And too much of one thing can also have a negative impact, especially on the females. So being able to change it up a little bit is just great for the body.
100%. Nice on those joints, right?
Yeah. Well, without a doubt. And the hormones too. So it's good.
Yeah. Awesome. And I know you guys can take Taylor's word for this, because I saw how many levels of pre-script she's been through, which is like one of the top kinesthesiology movement courses out there. So you're hearing it from a pro.
Well, thanks, Brian.
you're welcome. You're welcome. I know I've been following Jordan Shallow's stuff for a while, and I'm like, pre-script looks so legit. So
you have to take one of his courses if you haven't, because he is quite intelligent.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's like next on the list for sure. Now, right on. When it comes to the physical side of stuff, I mean, we pretty much nail the big rocks there. And I think one of the things that most really good coaches are getting into now is the psychology end of things. And when it comes to that aspect, when you're talking to a lot of clients, like what are some common issues that you run into when it comes to the psychology of just doing what we need to do, or certain things that make them fall off the wagon?
Ooh, so you mean like building habits?
Yeah, we could go habit building or just like self-sabotage. Take it however you want.
Okay, well, I think the biggest thing when you get new clients is like the false perception of how long things take, right? In 6 months, they think they're going to have like an 8-pack when they're coming in 50 pounds overweight. So I think that's a big one when it comes to self-sabotage. It's just like false expectations. Have you ever come across that with a client?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because everybody hears 30 pounds in 30 days and get shredded by the summer when it's like May. So.
And yep. Like when you see transformations, it's like, okay, but what does the after look like 9 months down the road? Are they in a better spot or a worse spot than that 30-day transformation?
Yes, that's the tell, right? It's like we need, instead of these 30-day transformations, we need a year follow-up. What does that look like?
Mm-hmm, right? And if it comes off in 30 days, you didn't really build any habits there. So I think that's the biggest thing, especially working with female clients, is like, slow and steady is okay, going 0 to 10, 10 to 20, and just kind of building those habits up. Mm-hmm. It's just going to take some time.
Absolutely. And when it comes to those habit building, when it comes to habit building in general, how many would you do at one time? How long do you think it would take to really lock it in for most of the people that you've had the pleasure of working with?
Yeah. So I guess it depends obviously on the person. I'm going to say circumstantial again, but I'd say two.
Well, that's going to be the title of this entire episode. It's all circumstantial.
It's all circumstantial, but isn't that the truth though? That's just reality.
Yep.
Yeah. So with the habits, it'd be like adding, so I'll give you an example. So with my clients, and if they're brand new in the gym, you know, late 40s, early 50s, it's like, okay, you just need to show up. Show up for yourself, show up for me, and drink your damn water. And like, that's step one. That's our biggest focus for like the first 8 weeks, is showing up and drinking your damn water.
Love that. First 8 weeks. You hear that, people? 2 whole months. And when you do build that muscle of showing up, do you feel like after that point, everything is a little bit easier because they've built that muscle of just being there?
Oh, without a doubt. And at the 8-week point, like they're starting to feel better, right? They're feeling the difference. They might not notice the changes as much, but in their day-to-day moods, they're feeling the difference.
Love that. Because anybody listening right now, if that means just going to the gym and walking on the treadmill, just being in the facility or just doing your warm-up at home, ready to work out, just getting there, that's showing up for yourself. So if you can build that, even if you don't have a trainer, huge, huge help. Now,
without a doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when it comes to how you said, like, we've got the water down, we've got that down. What do you like focusing on next? Because I know some people like going into protein, some people like getting into veggies or sleep or stuff like that. Is there like a preferred method, or at that point, is it just like, all right, let me know what you need and we're going to go from there?
So once again, you already know the word I'm going to say, circumstantial, but, all depends on the person, but I would say definitely chipping away at protein and then also sleep. So those would be the next two variables that I personally target. Cause A, if we're showing up, they've already shown up every time for the next, like the past 8 weeks, protein. We now need to support those changes that you're making. Let's build some muscle. And then sleep is obviously one of the most important variables.
Yeah, I would say so. That seems to be one of those that nobody can get enough of, right?
Mm-hmm. That's reality, right? And like when you're running off 3 hours sleep, 4 hours of sleep, that impacts everything and you feel it. Like you're just not functioning right.
Oh, yeah. You're just like, you feel like absolute crap. You want to eat nothing but crap. It's one of those vicious cycles.
And that's exactly it. And most people actually survive off of like 3, 3.5 hours sleep. Once you start talking to people, it's crazy.
Yeah, that was, I would always crack up when I was working with clients, like especially the early morning people, like the 6, 7 a.m.ers. And you'd ask them, how you doing? And they're like, living the dream, or like, I'm all right. And you're just like, you are so sleep deprived right now, aren't you? And they're always like, yep.
Yeah. Like, what time did you go to bed? Well, midnight, but I was up 4 times, or, you know.
Exactly. Now, In your experience, what are some things that you've found that have helped out? Because I know there's probably some people that are like nodding their head aggressively right now. Like, this is me. Like, what would you say is a good starting point or some little tips that would help?
So with the ladies that I'm currently working with, what we do is I do an evening stretch routine for them. So they get on the floor and actually do a few stretches before you jump in bed and take some magnesium. Like, don't hesitate to supplement a little bit as well, because that will help you with your sleep quality.
Love that. And it's funny you say that. I literally, right before hopping on here, just hopped off a call where we were covering magnesium. And if you ladies are wondering, the RDA is 310 to 320 milligrams a day. So if you guys want to supplement, go for it. But know the upper limit is 350. So don't go too crazy.
Yeah, you will pay for it. Do not go past 350.
Well, should we just let them find out what happens, or should we like let them know? Let's just say you're going to spend some quality time on the throne.
Yeah.
Hey, we've all been there. It happens.
And I always, when I introduce magnesium, there's been a few times where I haven't told the clients what dosage to use. So they come in the next day and they just tell me their story. And I'm like, oops, well, you know, it does help with constipation. If you're not constipated, that is a side effect. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it has multiple uses. So it's one of those magic nutrients.
It is. So ladies, definitely jump on that bandwagon.
100%. That's awesome. So we got the stretch routine, we got the magnesium. Is there anything else? Because I know, like, at least with my population, many, many women are either in peri or have hit menopause, and they get the night sweats, they get all these sleep interruptions due to a multitude of different things. Have you found anything that works really well for that population that you like to recommend?
Ooh, there is a ton. So what I recommend with my ladies going through their peri or their menopause, definitely taking creatine as well.
I'm so happy you said that.
100%, because like bone density is a huge thing that takes a toll when they go through that phase in life. So you need to be supplementing with creatine, and that's going to help them even feel better. Mm-hmm. Like, that is a huge.
I'm very happy you brought that up, because there is a little bit of a fear of creatine because it's got a lot of myths surrounding it and people think it's not healthy. And even some doctors don't believe that it's very healthy, but the people that are most up to date with their information know all the really good benefits. Like, my girlfriend's a doctor, and she said the nephrologist that she works with, who is absolutely incredible, raves about creatine. And that's a kidney doctor saying how great it is. So for those people that are unfamiliar, what are some of the myths that you hear people say about creatine, and like, what's the real deal when it comes to it?
And so I've heard people say that it's a steroid.
I mean, it's the closest thing to a legal one.
Well, right. But like, I've heard people say that I won't put steroids in my body. And it's like, actually, it's amino acid. Like, this is not a steroid. Like,
yeah, it's in raw meat. Or it's in meat in general, but in higher concentrations in raw meat. It's not like it's unnatural.
Right. So it's definitely, and like, if it helps all the health benefits to it, just please use it. Like, obviously don't exceed the recommended limit, but yeah, it's going to do more benefit than any harm in your body.
Yeah. And for anybody wondering what that limit is, the typical dose is 3 to 5 grams daily. And you're going to get some crazy like loading protocols that are basically just ways for the company to try and get you to blow through your first tub a little bit faster or completely saturate your cells, which happens anyway after a while. But 3 to 5 grams is usually right on the money.
And while we're talking about creatine, I feel like I need to preface this. So ladies, if you're just adding creatine into your diet, you're going to retain water and the scale will go up. And sometimes it goes up to 5-6 pounds. Do not be alarmed. It is the creatine just holding on to additional water. Like,
Yep. And that's the good weight. Because I know in previous episodes, I've covered the difference between fat loss and weight loss. This is that good weight that helps you perform your best and actually burn more calories overall, because you feel better and you move more and you put more into your workouts. So don't fear that, the good weight.
Yeah, that is the good weight, right? And the reality is, the more creatine you take, the faster your muscles recover, the more muscle mass you have, the higher your metabolic rate will be. And now you're burning more calories. So
exactly.
It's a win-win.
And when you burn all those calories and you burn the fat to go with it, when you put on that muscle and you burn fat at the same rate, muscle is denser. So you're going to look smaller if that's the goal. You're going to be stronger. So there's so many benefits. But the one thing about creatine that I'm really excited for is the mental benefits that they're talking about, like possible application for like Alzheimer's, for like all these different things. Have you heard about that at all?
Definitely. And so that's another thing why they recommend it during the peri and the menopause phase, is because they get the brain fog. You know, you'll be mid-sentence, you forget what you're saying, and it helps so much. Just keeping the brain hydrated, right? And kind of more preventative maintenance on that side of things.
Exactly. So if everybody's listening right now and you want to find a good one, I highly suggest going to labdoor.com, because that's a third-party testing site. So you know it's legit, you know it's good. But for the most part, if you get one that doesn't bother your stomach, you're probably good. Probably, I'll say that. But yeah, I'll put the link to that in the show notes so everybody can take a look and see what the best source is. But I'll leave this to you. What kind would you recommend everybody get? Because I know that there's a million different types of creatine.
Ooh, I'd say creatine monohydrate. That's my personal go-to, and I've used it for years. Has great reviews. If you are taking creatine, make sure you mix it with something. Do not put it in the plain water, and do not try to
just dry scoop it right into your mouth. Just put it right in and find out what happens. See, Taylor is the nice one here.
No. Straight into the bowl. Let's go. Creatine me up. No.
Yep, just dump it. No, I physically can't have it unless it's in like Gatorade or something that's fruity, because, or like a protein shake, because that stuff is rancid if you don't mix it. But if you do mix it, you can't even taste it.
Yeah. You got to hide it. Just don't do it. Don't put yourself through that.
Yeah. And also, disclaimer, guys, don't waste your money on the other types, because creatine monohydrate is that tried and true, been around forever, does the job just as well as the others, but it's the cheapest. And you'll find that a lot of times in supplements, a lot of the ones that work the best are usually the cheapest. Yeah.
And if you are going to buy creatine and you look at the ingredient label and it has more than creatine, don't buy it.
Yes.
Too many additives.
Yes. Or if they try to like amino spike it so that you get one fat scoop, like that was always my favorite with the protein shakes, that would be like a scoop like this big.
Yeah. And they do that more often than not nowadays too, right? Mm-hmm. You think you're getting this awesome on protein until you look at the ingredients and they're all amino acids, and the scoop, you're not wrong. It's like half a cup.
Yeah. The creatine scoop, guys, should be like the size of your thumb. It should not be any bigger than that. Like maybe like the size of your thumbnail in diameter. That's it. Mm-hmm. Now,
very small.
I know we're a little crunch for time, because I don't want to hold you up from any clients or anything. So I got to ask you one last question. Okay. So every guest leaves a question for the next one. All right. Mm-hmm. So Connie left a really good one in the last one. But before that, what is your question for the next person coming up?
Do I get to know who it is?
I don't even know who it is. I would tell you, but I don't have a clue.
Fair. Ooh, next question. Okay. I'm going to do more client testimonial side of things.
Okay.
What is the most impactful transformation or experience you've had with a client?
I love that. Wow. That, oh man, I think that could be a really good one. I don't know who's coming up, who's in order, but we'll see. I have a feeling if it's a good coach, they're going to absolutely love that one. Now, the one that Connie left for you is, what is a way you would change something in the past based on what you know now?
Ooh, yeah. The way I started as a personal trainer. Okay. So I've been a personal trainer for 9.5 years. And like when I first came into personal training, I thought the textbooks was the end all to be all, you know, it was like, here is my perspective. And you kind of have your blinders up. It's like, this is the right way. And this is the only way, until you actually start going to other people's educational seminars and start talking to other people who've been in the industry way longer than you. And then you realize, shit, I know nothing.
Yeah.
What I thought I knew and what I was putting my clients through was complete garbage. And just like every year when you dive into that education, it just opens your mind so much.
Yes, yes. And it's so true when it comes to the newer trainers. That's why when I go into like a chain one that's like got all these new people with fresh off their certs, always a little bit understanding because we've all been there. The only thing that really truly grinds my gears is like when people are like in their 40s, 50s, 60s giving workouts that were like, when's the last time you looked at a book?
Right. And you're like, man, this is like typical textbook from 30 years ago. Times have changed and people are paying money for that still though. But
yeah, but it's an important point to make because coaches such as yourself and everybody that we meet at these conferences go that extra mile to separate what's actually applicable and what is just like in the book that really doesn't serve anybody.
Right. And at the end of the day, it's like every human anatomy is different. So we can't take one workout for someone and give it to someone else because their body just probably won't be receptive to it or won't be the best.
So are you telling me that not everybody should go ass to grass or keep their knees behind their toes?
I am telling you that. You bet. That is a myth.
I don't know if I can believe it. That dogma part of my brain is really, really strong right now saying bullshit, bullshit.
I wonder how many people that are going to listen to this that just learned that it's okay or not okay to only do that.
That's fair. That's fair because it's still so prevalent. Like we hear these arbitrary rules of you got to like have your butt touching the ground, your calves touch your hamstrings on a squat, or you got to always touch your chest on a bench press. It's like the coaches like yourself that know better and that have actually seen, like worked with enough people to know that's never really the case for everybody.
Right. Yeah. Or you go on TikTok and those are the videos that they're giving. And then you do some investigation and like these people have no experience behind them.
Yeah.
And they're just saying things because they read it once upon a time.
Yeah. And it's always like, correct me if I'm wrong, it's always like a 20 something year old that's still in college, like still learning, or it's like a high level competitor that's like, well, this worked for me, so it applies to everybody.
Yeah, but they've never experimented with anyone else. And yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah. Hey, we all know. We all know. We're not naming names, but we know.
Yeah, we know.
Awesome. Well, Taylor, thank you so much for hopping on. I really enjoyed this. I know that we packed a whole lot into a little bit of time, and I'm so glad that you spread your wisdom and shared a lot with everybody here, a lot of really applicable information.
Well, Brian, thanks for having me on. And I hope whoever is listening to this got some benefit from it and is able to start just applying it in their day-to-day life.
Yes, yes, definitely. Now, if somebody was listening and they're like, wow, Taylor's awesome. I want to catch more of her stuff. Like, where the heck do I find her? Where's the best place to find you?
Yeah, you can do Instagram. So mind.bodybytemple on Instagram. Or you can jump on my website, which is mindandbodybytemple.com.
Awesome. And both of those will be in the show notes. So you guys don't have to go anywhere. Just scroll down, click, and it's right there. And if you guys have heard anything at all, like the creatine, like how we just talk crap about dogmatic beliefs or anything that we spoke about that you're like, wow, my friend or my mom, my whatever has to hear this, go and send it their way. They'll be happy you did it. I'll be happy that you're spreading the podcast, and I'll be eternally grateful. So thank you guys for tuning in. I will see you all same time, same place next week. Until then, go kick some ass. See you later.